the movie. It's the KSL Movie Show.
The end is inevitable. The kind is headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
With Doug Wright and Steve Sales. The week's big movie review, movie news, games, and prizes. Here's Doug Wright.
Yes, I am pretty despicable. You don't want to cross me.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Tis the movie show. Yay. That weekly tradition that, well, at least 28 Five. People look forward to. No, we've expanded.
Oh.
Yeah, we've expanded our listenership by dramatically.
We hijacked people?
Yeah,
kidnapped them?
We've paid them to listen. So that's the way it
that
works. The movie show. Hey, we are
it
up here.
It pays to listen to the movie show,
it
by the way.
It does pay. I mean, fabulous prizes worth up to dollars.
There's that.
There's that. Yeah. And look at the KSL swag. We have these little foam rubber rockets that nobody quite knows what they are. But
I know what they are. Go long.
Yeah, go long. And I think they're stress rockets.
Oh.
You know, so.
Give me two.
Yeah, that's right. Give him three, one for each hand. So, anyway.
And we're off.
Oh, ba-dum-bum-bum. Thank you very much. Today we're up in Layton, Utah. Are you doing a Roy on me here?
Maybe.
All right, we're conquering a new horizon today.
And they were ready for us.
And they were ready. We are at the NPS store here in Layton. Take the Hillfield Road exit. I exited a little early. I like to drive through the old, you know, kind of classic area.
Aww.
You know, it's cute.
I followed MapQuest Google Map.
You followed your stars.
Well, I always want to visualize where I'm going before, so I thought, oh, it's under the
overpass.
When
did that start?
Every time we go somewhere new.
In every aspect of your life?
No.
No, of course not. So we're up here at NPS, and we're going to be talking with Julie. We're going to be talking with Tammy. We're going to be talking about the great crew who make this store what it is. But first.
And it is gorgeous.
It is a beautiful store. Beautiful store. Just right here on the main drag on the east side of the road. And again, you're just a hop off the Hillfield Road exit to the west.
Yep.
And you shall find us. Okay, Stephen.
Sir.
I think we need to do the movie show preview, which we like to consider as the disclaimer and the warning on the show.
We should have a clarion sound.
I know, just kind of like the old Connell Rad signal. Watch out. Okay, and this segment, believe it or not, actually has a sponsor. We monetize everything.
Yeah.
On the movie show.
Even my clothing, sponsored
by. Your clothing is sponsored by the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, I was
That's
gonna...
usually what you're wearing.
I thought you were going to say, like, D.I.,
Really?
Nothing against DI, of course.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I feel like I just stepped into quicksand.
I think Steve just stepped in one of those proverbial little whoop.
Like the health rider.
Oh, you know, one of these days we'll have to do a Steve's greatest misstatement reel. Okay, so sponsored by our friends at Call Climate Services. I waved as I was driving up here today.
Aw.
And here we go with the movie show preview.
The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences. The Movie Show. Special feature.
Uh-huh. Rated G for... Gee, does KSL still have this thing on
the
air?
Gee whiz, make them go away.
Gee, holy smoke, what's going on? Okay, we're going to talk about the big movie of the week, and it truly is the big movie of the week. So big that Jeff the Whipple will be joining us on the program a little later on to talk about the big events that the movie show has planned.
Getting paid by the today?
We are getting paid by the only if it has two E's.
Ooh.
So.
Have you heard of Megan Thee Stallion's latest soundtrack? Never mind.
Okay. Well, let's just move along here after the crickets stop cricketing. We'll be... But there are other movies. There's a movie called Wildlife. I watched that last night. Very, very interesting.
This is my favorite film of the week.
I mean, talk about, you know, an amazing thing. These people that got together. You think of North Face.
Yeah.
You think of Esprit. You think of Patagonia.
Yeah.
All of these iconic figures, you know, just basically have focused on the environment and the earth in various stages. And, oh, my goodness, what they have done down in Chile and in Argentina and are intending to do elsewhere. And they're doing it the old-fashioned way. They're going in, and everybody's really skeptical.
Oh, yeah. Ugly Americans.
Oh, the ugly Americans with the big bucks are coming down here. They're probably going
to save us.
To save us or to put in a, you know, what, a coal mine or something. And now they came in, they bought the ground, and we'll talk more about this, but in one case, And again, the Chilean government is going, who are these people?
Well, especially the military.
And the military's freaking out because they have got land that basically cuts the country in half.
Yeah.
And they want to turn this into...
We're talking about millions of acres.
Millions of acres. And they want to turn this into a national park. They finally strike a deal with the Chilean government. The president signed off on it, and it was right up to the last minute. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, they are protecting ground that had never even been thought of. And they struck a deal where they put up 1 acre, the country put up 9 acres.
Yeah. Now, see, once the country, the government got involved and realized what their true altruistic moments, intentions were, it's a great film.
Yeah, it was really, really
interesting. There's some sad moments, too.
Yeah,
though.
Very sad, kayaking, ooh, that was a tough scene. Yeah. So, and then Love Again.
Did you watch this?
I did. I seen it, Steve.
My eyes rolled so far back. I think they.
Do you want me to do the stuck? Do you want me to do the disclaimer really quickly on this one? It is as formulaic as it can possibly be. You can predict each and every move. There are parts of it that are so ridiculous. You do the Stephen eye roll. But here's the embarrassing thing for me.
Uh-oh.
I actually kind of enjoyed this stupid little movie.
Oh, dear.
And there's
to you.
I think there's only, one or two swear words in the whole thing. It can't be rated PG-13, can it?
Is it?
Is it? Yeah. How and why?
Because they talk about stuff.
Stuff. But anyway, so, I'm getting old and soft here because...
Her sister was encouraging her to go out and, get busy.
Anyway, We'll talk about that little movie.
How else to describe it without being weird?
But believe me, this is not getting a 4-star rating for me.
Just when you thought you'd run into every premise,
every
mankind,
cliche,
you're like, really?
And
this is where we're going?
The whole movie is about two beautiful people being on the screen and a chemistry, and you're just rooting for them. That's what the whole movie is. Am I right or am I right?
You're adorable.
I'm adorable.
Do we have any rose-colored glasses?
Listen to this. And then, what's love got to do with it?
Pretty much the same movie.
Pretty much the same. Well, we've seen this movie about 100 times, done much better, but I was just in the mood last night.
Oh, you saw this one, too?
Yeah, I saw it last night.
My goodness.
We scurried off to the theater.
Well.
And seen it. Yep. And then streaming. Okay, we've got, Silo.
Oh, no. Silo is going to be huge.
Really?
Yes. If this isn't catch on, become the new binge watching series of the season, I don't know what else.
Okay. And White House Plumbers.
This might be if these guys are as stupid as they portrayed in this movie, how in the world did they ever get away with anything?
Those of us that lived through the Watergate era, we still look back on that, and it's like the Keystone Cops.
They really exaggerated. Please tell me they exaggerated.
I don't know. Some of the stuff that the plumbers did.
You saw this too?
No, I didn't. Oh. But, boy, I've seen them portrayed in other movies where it has not been flattering. But really, it's like Laurel and Hardy get their friends together and try to save the Nixon administration when it did not need saving because they were going to win in a landslide.
Yeah, they burned their own barn down.
Absolutely insane. So, anyway.
You're not going to believe how ridiculous.
A Small Light, we'll be talking about that, and Queen Charlotte, Bridgerton's Story.
I didn't watch the original Bridgerton, but I thought, I'll jump in on this one.
Okay. Hey, and by the way, Gustavo, I want you to, where's Andy, put on some headsets here. Andy Farnsworth is plaguing us today.
I know you don't normally do this on television, but.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so.
I am television's Andy Farnsworth.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't you try to embrace it before I get a hold of you.
We have a new sounder for the movie show that we paid big, big dollars for. I think this one might have been $7.98 that we had to pay the big voice to do.
Well, that is.
They pricey. Should have come to NPS.
$7.98, where it's 30 to 70% off every day. Okay, so play the sounder here.
The KSL Movie Show, a special correspondent.
And special in every sense of that word.
Wow.
Yeah, so we are going to be tapping in to Andy Farnsworth, especially on some streaming stuff today and a few other things. So, Andy, there you go. That's your
I love
sounder.
How he hesitated trying to figure out what. Our special correspondent?
Yes, special in italics. So that's coming up. And Should we mention that there'll be a special announcement at the very end of the movie show today?
Sure.
Sure. You look like a deer in the headlights.
What is it?
You know what's happening. Ah. So anyway, all of that is coming up on the movie show here at KSL News Radio.
Now, the big movie review. Doug and Steve tell you everything your family needs to know about the biggest release of the week.
And this is the movie that we are presenting tomorrow morning at the Megaplex Theaters.
Oh, that's right.
On the 101st anniversary of KSL.
Oh, you'd know that.
I would know that, and it's just mere coincidence for everybody else to go, oh, really? But anyway, I'm looking forward to having all of our listeners, you know, join us tomorrow morning. And I think there's still chances to win the tickets.
You have to win the tickets. Though.
You have to win the tickets. Yeah, you don't just show up and go, hey, I know Andy Farnsworth, and then we really throw you out. So anyway, I think we need a little sound from Guardians of the Galaxy. Here we go.
My sacred mission is to create the perfect society.
He didn't want to make things perfect. He just hated things the way they are.
I want you all to know that I am grateful to fight beside my friends.
Incinerate them.
Oh, the wisdom of Rocket on this one. You know, Steve, am I right or am I right? The D would not handle this movie.
Oh, no,
well.
I am so glad she was not there.
Yeah, I mentioned last week, it's a little bit like the Island of Dr. Moreau, where kind of this mad genius, and you know, we know something's up with him because he's got like skin stretched over his skull and kind of, you know, nipped and tucked at the back. And so you go, there's something weird going on here.
You think they could have done a better job with that?
Yeah, you know, with all the other things. But he's basically experimenting on creatures and human everything in the known galaxy to kind of come up with
to create
perfection,
the perfect, yeah,
the perfect. And of course,
and
it's
that's
all
your first problem.
It's all self-serving to basically save him and, you know, create the perfection for him. And if he screws up, oh man, you're just toast, literally.
Yeah.
And if the utopian that he has designed doesn't work out to his you know, perfection standards, it too is toast. And how will the Guardians of the Galaxy save the people that are being victimized? People, animals, I mean, you name it. If it's a living creature within the galaxy, it is in jeopardy. Yeah. And this focuses on Rocket. And I thought it's very interesting because he's always been an eclectic, interesting character. And anytime anybody calls him a raccoon, he gets ticked off.
Right.
But, you know, we find out some interesting things about Rocket.
Well, yeah, this mainly the side story is his origin story.
Right.
And we go back, and this is where we were worried about DC in this movie. Because
oh,
if
that
you,
opening scene.
Well, the whole middle of the movie is animals in not only in peril, but it's pretty devastating. So if you are an animal lover, this might not be the movie for you. I enjoyed the film, but there's a caveat here that you got to be careful with.
Andy mentioned the Toy Story had kind of gone into that arena, you know, where you have the mad person, you know, putting the head of this on that.
Yeah,
the
teddy
arm
bear.
Of this on this. Yeah, and the creepiness of it. And that's, I guess we're going to turn on his microphone.
Sid the Bad
Kid. Are you
kid.
Speaking?
Oh, yeah, I just thought I would just.
Okay. Here, play the special
Rather
correspondent. Hold it. Play the special correspondent. Here we go.
The KSL Movie Show. Special correspondent.
Okay.
I was just going to say, if you're going to quote me, I guess I could just quote
myself. No, we were ignoring you.
Oh, well, it was working.
Yeah.
Sid was the kid in Toy Story that experimented on all the toys next door, and there was definitely
a Sid. Do you have his whole genealogy chart?
Unfortunately, no. I do have I am an expert in fandoms, but I do have limits.
Uh-huh.
Except for Star
the
Wars.
The geek factor only goes so far?
Well,
no, it's unlimited.
I think it's pretty bottomless.
Okay.
Well, the idea here is that there's a very somber tone in this film that needs to be addressed.
Oh, I'm not kidding you. Some parts of this are really disturbing. And, you know, I can handle the animals in peril better than D, but it still hits me really hard. I mean, D can watch planets being blown up, but if an animal is hurt, and the opening scene, and I won't describe it completely, but this little cowering creature, you know, along with siblings, is just there, and this big old hairy hand just, and you go, oh my goodness, I hope this isn't the tone in the whole movie. Fortunately, it's not, but it's a major theme.
It is, but I think that the thing that you want to walk away with is that this is a fitting goodbye to the group and, you know, themselves.
Yeah.
They're not going to come back in that form again. There'll be some of them, like Star-Lord's going to continue, but Gamora probably not, and Drax definitely not. I thought in that way it was a fitting tribute to, you know, what they've done so far, and please stay for the, there's two closing credits scenes.
One right at the very end.
Yeah, that you're going to definitely want to stay. I know sometimes you're like an ant playing drums, really.
Yeah.
But this one, really, you're going to want to stick around for it.
Okay. All right. So let's get the grade. What is it?
For me, it's a B.
Yeah. I'm giving it 3 stars. Same thing. Andy?
I liked it better than number two. I think another thing you want to take away.
This is a simple yes or no. You know, this is A, B, C, D, or 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. I gave it
because
to...
the news department is waiting for us.
Oh, okay. I don't see the clock, so
oh,
I'm
excused
from having to know. So
I was
going to... I had 3, 3.5 right in that range.
Three,
I liked it a lot
half.
More than I did number two.
All right.
I did like it more than number two.
Yeah, I liked it better than number two as well. I think it's time for a little movie news.
Ah, yes.
Not just any news.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Movie news.
Action!
On the KSL Movie Show.
Okay, stop the presses. This is big stuff.
Do they still do that?
No, they don't do that.
Poor presses. That makes me sad every time I hear it.
I love old newspaper movies where it opens and the newspaper's flying off into the screen and you see the big presses. But anyway, figuratively speaking, of course, Jeff Bridges, is he going to be back as the Big Lebowski? Well, apparently.
Well, this is right up your alley. You
apparently. Love. But I have a little fear and trepidation because rarely Empire Strikes Back is an exception. Godfather Part II is an exception. There are others. But if there were to be a sequel.
Yeah, but the Coens don't do sequels.
No, they don't. They've never done a sequel, as a matter of fact. And that's what's riding for Jeff Bridges. He was asked, what about another Lebowski or Return of Lebowski, or Part 2? I like Part 2, The Dude Abides.
Oh, yeah.
But he said that he would do it, but only if the Coen brothers were fully on board. And
that's the only way that
that's
would happen.
That's like a hot chance in
yeah.
that it might happen. But anyway, you know, the brothers, Jeff Bridges said, you know, they're mysterious and full of surprises. And so maybe they'll surprise me, he said. But
at least he's throwing it out there.
Yeah, it's
not. Make him think about it.
It's not likely. But the Big Lebowski was, by the way, and you know how big I am on film preservation. It has been was selected back in 2014 for preservation by the United States of America, the National Film Agency, by the Library of Congress. Because of, and these are the things that they consider, the cultural significance, the historic significance, or the aesthetic significance. I think it's mostly aesthetic.
You know, that movie was panned when it came out.
I know, mixed reviews
so
all over
like
the place.
Loved.
But see, I was a true believer.
From day one?
From day one, for me. The Dude Abides.
Well, I can understand that.
I've got, you know, as a matter of fact, our program director has my... Dude, in his kind of reclining chair on his desk.
Wow,
he purloined it, but it looks good in his office.
So are you going to?
And it has his back? It has his rug underneath too.
Oh, the one that's nailed to the floor.
And I'm not sure. And I'll use the parlance from the movie. I'm not sure if the Chinaman have visited it yet.
Oh,
ooh, yeah. Okay,
Actor Emilio Estevez and Matrix and John Wick star Lawrence Fishburne have been close friends. For decades.
Really?
How did this happen? Well, partly because they were both on and around the set of Apocalypse Now in 1979 as they were teenagers.
Doing what?
Well,
Water Boys?
No. Lawrence Fishburne had a supporting role. He was only 14 years old.
14?
They were there for 2 years. He celebrated his 15th and 16th birthday while they were making Apocalypse Now.
I've heard so many things about the craziness of that set.
Wait,
waka, waka,
hear what
waka.
Happened. So Emilio's there. He's only 14 or 15 years old. They decide they're going to like take one of the boats out and they get on this little river. They're in the Philippines, by the way. It wasn't in Vietnam. And they get stuck in a sandbar, and Emilio gets out, and he starts to sink, and he's going down like quick. And Lawrence grabbed his hand the last minute before he went under pulled him out and saved his life.
Wow.
So they have been best friends for years.
Yeah.
And Dad, old Martin, didn't even know about it until just a few years ago.
See, I'd even like you if you saved me from the sucking quicksand.
Would that do it for you?
That might do it.
So I thought that was pretty cool that he finally told his dad. They were writing a memoir together. And he said, oh, by the way, Lawrence Fishburne saved my life.
Yeah.
Martin called Lawrence Fishburne and said, hey, Thank you.
Thank you.
I think.
Boy, yeah, I think. You know, I knew there was a reason that I really admire and like Kathleen Kennedy. I mean, first of all, she's so gifted and has been at the helm of many amazing projects.
Sure.
But she really took a look at what's going to be happening to Star Wars in the future. Empire Magazine did an interview with her, and she said, and they described it as somewhat disappointing news. I see it as the best news ever, that she wants to return Star Wars. She says she wants to eventize it. In other words, have it something big.
Yeah.
The movie comes out when it's ready to come out.
Right.
The movie comes out when there's just a wonderful script and they have the stars literally and figuratively aligning here.
Because it feels like cash grabby.
Right. And she wants it to go back, you know, 3-4 years. And she referred to the Bond movies. You know, sometimes we wait 3-4 years for a Bond
and
movie.
We've been doing that for 25 years
yeah.
with them.
And it just builds.
Or 25 movies.
Good for her. Finally, you know, instead of just cranking these puppies out and doing every spinoff humanly possible to eventize movies again.
That's a brilliant idea.
It is brilliant.
Brad Pitt. He's getting into
I've heard of him.
He's getting into the cockpit of a real Formula One race car for an upcoming movie.
Oh, really?
It'll be directed by Joseph Kosinski, who just did Top Gun Maverick.
Yep.
Produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. Pitt's Plan B Entertainment. And, get this, the legendary 7-time Formula One champion, Lewis Hamilton.
Wow.
He is the advisor. He says, I'm advising on the storyline and the script to ensure that it is the most accurate racing film ever.
Cool.
And they've got those little cameras. You know how they did it?
We're Cinerama when we need it.
Well, yeah, but he says you're going to see the actors actually driving these cars.
Yeah.
And they're going to be on the circuit. They've actually created an 11th team to go out and compete yeah. with these guys. Now, I don't know if the actors themselves are going to be racing against these other dudes, but they're yeah. going to try to make it look as real
That's
as
cool.
possible.
That's cool.
So I don't know a title yet, but it'd be a Formula One movie coming up.
Okay, my favorite racing moment in recent years has been when Shelby takes the deuce.
Oh.
Henry Ford II on a ride.
Yeah.
And the way he's just crying.
Yeah.
And you think.
I thought he was scared.
I did too. I thought he's probably having a heart attack
probably
or something.
Messed his pants.
And he goes, I wish my dad. You know, it was
this.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Mine is Le Mans. And that movie was just.
Le Mans was
so
wonderful.
Good.
Yeah. And what about Grand Prix?
Grand Prix, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day. All right, Stephen, we need to take a look at another movie here.
Oh, okay.
How about if we, should we do What's Love Got to Do with It?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
I'm getting an arranged marriage.
Well, assisted marriage, that's what we call it these days.
Dare I ask, what about love?
You grow to love the person you're with.
What, like Stockholm Syndrome?
So, your ideas for your next film?
I could follow my childhood friend to marry a stranger chosen by his parents.
My big fat arranged wedding.
Okay, Stephen, let's talk about this movie.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
Oh, you haven't seen this one?
No, I have not seen this one.
Okay, so it's set in London. It's two best friends. They live next door to each other.
Of course.
And it's it's Lily James. She's a photographer, a filmmaker, documentary filmmaker. And their next door neighbors are from Pakistan originally. And they're there and they have a son who's a doctor.
Mm.
But he wants to do the traditional marriage, you know, arranged.
I like the term assisted marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're best friends, and her mom is played by Emma Thompson, which I love. You normally love her, but.
Is she really crazy in this movie?
She's a little weird in this film.
People who love and know her say she is waka waka waka.
Well, then she's not acting at all in this movie because she's, you know, she loves her next door neighbors, and when they decide to go to the wedding, you know, he meets this woman online, and, you know, it's all arranged, set up, and then he goes over there, and they're going to get married. They've only known each other for a few minutes. It's kind of ridiculous. But, I mean, I get the arranged part. Sometimes you grow into love, and I thought that was kind of an interesting concept. But, I mean, you know, we've seen this monsoon wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, beautiful settings. The Pakistanis are just, I mean, it's gorgeous. But, you know, they're like, well, what about, you know, what about me kind of
what
thing.
What about Bend 'em Like Beckham?
Yeah. Well, it just Indian. Yeah. I just felt like I'd seen this movie 1,000 times before. I did like the leads. Again, that's probably where that movie gets saved.
Okay.
Is that Lily James is just absolutely
she's
adorable.
Charming.
And you know? The guy is very handsome, and he's fun. So, you know, good grief. I don't know why. I just not in the mood for a rom-com this week, and I got double-dosed.
and at least the one that I saw was about as syrupy and predictable as it can get.
This is right there. I mean, it would be like gold, silver.
Yeah, okay.
Crossed the finish line and it almost head-to-head. So.
Wide release?
Yeah, it's fairly wide.
Okay.
It's PG-13, like the other film, and I gave it a B-.
A B-, and the movie is called What's Love Got to Do with It?
Yeah.
It's the KSL Movie Show.
If you don't have a good sense of humor, you're better off dead.
With Doug Wright and Steve Sales. The week's big movie review, movie news, games, and prizes. Here's Doug Wright.
A great man doesn't seek to lead. He's called to it, and he answers.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I like that opening a lot.
I bet you do.
Yeah, yeah, a lot, Steve, a lot. Okay, at this time on the movie show, we go out of our way to find the most prestigious people in the known universe.
What do you want?
To join us. Yeah, I'm sucking up big time here. To join us here on the movie show to share their expertise.
Wow, you're really greasing the wheel here.
I really am. Because today, ladies and gentlemen, in this segment, we are joined by the Vice President of Marketing and, back in the old days you'd say propaganda, but it kind of has a bad name nowadays.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Third Reich. So.
They managed to screw up a lot of stuff.
They did screw up a lot of stuff, but he is the Vice President of Marketing and what else, Jeff?
Movies and popcorn.
Movies and popcorn.
If we're not having a good time, then I'm doing something horribly wrong.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, this might change. You know, they're doing some restructuring. Did you know this?
Oh, is that what this segment's all about, Steve?
It is now.
It is now. Jeff V. Whipple is joining us on the movie show. Jeff, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Oh, my goodness. We're having a ball over here.
Okay, now before we get into a little event that's happening tomorrow that's really important to you, to me, to the movie show and the known universe, we got to talk about CinemaCon. I mean, what happened down there?
Oh, it was extraordinary. We actually are trying to retire the phrase movies are back because things are on such an extraordinary pace. The studios, thankfully, I think across the board declared we get it. We need theatrical. We need big movies on big screens with a full release window. The streaming thing was helpful during the pandemic and whatnot, but truly, in order for these films to get their due, we need the big screen experience. Yeah. and high emphasis on the experience, which is what Megaplex has done, and thankfully Utah fans have enjoyed. So it was extraordinary in that there was a parade of filmmakers and celebrities, just like the good old days, with big names coming out to promote their films. It was a name drop in Vegas with Will Ferrell and Jack Black and Rihanna and Oprah Winfrey and Melissa McCarthy and just a host of people promoting their upcoming film projects and the slate that's, cool. that's coming in over the next several weeks, months, and even years is remarkable. There's some really fun film titles. We got a chance to see a couple of films, some extended trailers, some clips of things, and knocked over as far as just what's coming. Some of the content we've all kind of held our breath with the Flash that's coming with DC because that could be kind of hit and miss. They showed it in its entirety to the all 2,000 plus people in the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, and to the individual, we were all knocked over by it. It was just terrific.
Wow!
So that's good. Ezra Miller delivers.
Yeah.
There are some fun moments in that film, and the story holds just beautifully well executed. Though I'm not sure I can say these things out loud, so it's just between us, right?
It's just between us. You know, anything you say on
the movie
show, I have
to check my non-disclosure.
Will be used against you.
Yeah, anything you say on the movie show, it's just between us.
We're just family here, so yes.
Exactly. Excellent. Hey, speaking of just family, you know, the relationship that we've had on the movie show and at KSL with the Megaplex Theaters over now, what is it, like 24 years we're coming up this
24
this
plus,
fall?
Yeah.
20?
Yeah.
It is an amazing legacy, and you guys have spoiled the entire movie-going universe. I mean, when, you know, sometimes I'll be out of town, like when we were going cross country and I stopped and saw Avatar in Ogallala.
On somebody's iPad?
You know, and you forget how spoiled we are when we go to the Megaplex theaters. And that's what our target is tomorrow, to really spoil our movie show listeners and, of course, Megaplex fans by doing what little event do we have going on tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock?
Just confirming all the details, guests, invitees of the movie club experience from the KSL movie show will be seated in the Auditorium 15 in heated luxury recliners. I think that, I'm pretty sure that's the Dolby Atmos auditorium. So this is going to be a fun way to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Fun film, and we've also got popcorn and drinks on tap for those, so should be a great experience for the 101st anniversary of KSL?
Yeah. Is that 101. What we're celebrating? Remember, it was a year ago today we had all of those spectacular things going on to celebrate KSL's 100th anniversary, and it just so happens that we're doing this event on our 101st anniversary, May 6th. So what a great way to celebrate, great way to get our movie show club members, you know, back in the seats. You know, we've been promising this for some time, that we want to really kind of get back in the groove and get the club up and running again. And this is a big event for us to see Guardians of the Galaxy, this new movie everybody has been anxious for. And I noticed, you know, sometimes when you have an opening weekend, there'll be a couple of big movies. It looks like people were very judicious about saving their big guns for another day because of the big, big hit that Guardians of the Galaxy will be. What are you anticipating? And, you know, last night, what kind of crowds did you see?
Oh, we've been wall-to-wall with guests. In fact, we started Wednesday night at our Geneva location. We had 300 to 400 people in our IMAX auditorium for a marathon of all three Guardians films. And so they spent 7.5 hours getting, you know, a full Guardians, you know, Rocket and Groot mix. I don't know how many times they heard I Am Groot over the course of that time. I should do the math. But so much fun. We had characters there in costume posing for photos and some exclusive swag that the studio had sent for that group. And then we've had company parties. We've had families gathering. So many different activities across all of our locations. In fact, I've visited several of our places over the last few days, and people are celebrating movies. It's so fun to see the auditoriums just buzzing like this.
We are so looking forward to the event. And, Jeff, we appreciate all you've done to help with that, and Blake and all the crew, Larry, everybody, for helping us pull off a great event tomorrow for our movie show listeners. And, by the way, you can join the Movie Show Club, and that'll make you eligible for all kinds of fun stuff like what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. And all you do is text 57275. Just go to the Movie Show Club line and just go movie, go 57500, M-O-V-I-E. Need to spell that for movie show listeners.
Correctly.
Yeah, correctly. It's not M-O-V-Y. To the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. Jeff, we really appreciate it. We're so looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. And, you know, the one thing that we can always count on, you know, when we do something with Megaplex, it's done right.
Oh, yeah.
And it is, it
it'll
is
be
incredible.
Blast.
So that's going to be at Jordan Commons, of course. And you do need to have your I'm not sure exactly how Ike is, you know, notified.
Must have been like an email.
Everybody email or something like that, some kind of a secret handshake code or something like that. But make sure that you go to the movie show, you know, to the text line 57500, text the code word movie to that, And hopefully we'll be seeing a lot of you tomorrow morning at the Megaplex Theaters at Jordan Commons.
Perfect.
Looking forward to it.
Jeff, thanks so much. Anything else you want to spill the beans on? I mean, you know, Steve, you know, set up for a great lob, and I need to swing at it. You know, what's going on at Megaplex?
There are changes afoot. We've got, obviously, the ballpark is moving. Blake Anderson, our president, and is taking on some additional responsibilities. He's just been promoted to chief operations officer for sports and entertainment. So he's going to continue with Megaplex, but also expanding his role as things not only transition with the ballpark moving to Daybreak and the quest for a Major League Baseball team. So there's excitement there. Hopefully, lots of fun things to come. We also just opened the Junior Achievement Center in Orem at the University Mall. There's a Megaplex space in that area for junior achievement, where fifth graders come and learn about small business or learn in ways to adapt for smaller people how to operate business. And it was a preview of the Microplex for Eureka. So,
the one seater.
You know, we started doing the hard measurements to see what that space would look like for you, Doug. And
well, you know, hey, I am an eternal optimist. I am a Pollyanna. I believe that there is a glad side to everything, and I'm sure that it's just a matter of time until the Microplex in Eureka is probably the biggest thing that you guys will announce during that given year.
Perhaps
he yawns away.
Hopping on it, we just have to make sure we do it justice. Though Blake would mention, you know, there are always big things on the horizon, so we've got some fun things coming up.
And that's as big as it gets, right?
Absolutely. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, now the Blake has become the big kahuna. Is he going to commune with the little people like us?
No.
No.
Blake
new phone. Who did?
He promises he's always going to take the calls from the movie show.
All right. That's what we wanted to hear. Jeff V. Whipple, it's always a joy to have you on the show with us. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow and sharing the Guardians
experience. You are coming, right?
Yeah, you're going to hang out with us?
I will absolutely be there. I'm trying to get my 7-foot Groot costume, you know, finalized.
Ooh,
but
nice.
Hey, speaking of Groot, I don't want to give anything away.
But you're going to, though.
This guy Groot, I mean, wow, he's expanding his horizons.
At least his vocabulary.
Oh, see, he gave away even more than I did, and I was being really, 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 really careful.
Which is very, very rare.
But
I am Groot. That's all that can be said.
I am Groot. On that note, Jeff, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right. Take care.
Jeff V. Whipple with us here on The Movie Show at KSL News Radio.
The Movie Show.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
On KSL News Radio.
Okay, we need our special correspondence sounder here. So, Gustavo, hit that button, would you?
The KSL Movie Show. Special correspondent.
Yes, we're bringing him on board to lend mild credibility to what we're bloviating about. And I heard you two, you know, tittering over Silo. And so,
oh yeah,
I have not seen Silo. Steven, tell us about Silo.
Silo is a dystopian futuristic story set in a gigantic silo that is a mile deep. 10,000 people live in this, and it's one of the strangest things is that
they had a big nuke in it.
Huge round thing, and this has a spiral staircase, goes down 140 floors.
They don't have an elevator for 140 floors?
They do not, and I think there's a reason, although they haven't explained it yet. Uh-huh. Because if you want to go visit the people down, it's going to take you all day to get down there.
Wow.
And there's
needless to say, everyone's in shape.
Yeah, exactly. Most of them. And this stars Rebecca Ferguson, who is in the maintenance department. She's at the very lowest level, but she's like a whiz kid and knows what she's doing. Her dad is a doctor up in the upper levels, but they have kind of a weird past. And this is The head of the IT department is played by Tim Robbins. Will Patton is the deputy sheriff. Yeah. David Oyelowo, at the beginning, he is the sheriff. And if you ask for, one of the deals is if you asked to leave the shelter, it's supposed to be all devastation outside.
Yeah.
And they have a window, an observation window. And if somebody does something bad or they request to go outside, you can't deny them. And once they ask for it, they can't change their mind, which is weird. His wife decides she wants to go out.
Rashida Jones.
And she, you know, everybody's watching and you're like, oh, no. And, you know, it looks like she collapses on the hill and she looks dead. And then sometime later, her husband, played by David Oyelowo, the sheriff, decides he wants to go out and see what she was so excited about seeing.
Wow.
So the mystery of what's happening outside the shelter and then the vast history. They've been in this shelter for 140 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And the founders, they don't even know who started this whole thing, and they've just gone along with it.
Wow.
So I thought maybe this would be like a Cloverfield Lane thing where they're in the bunker and they come out and like, hey, we're having a party. Nine episodes, nine or ten, I can't remember exactly which. I've seen them all now, and if they don't have a second season, I'm going to hurt somebody.
Okay. Andy, what is this streaming on? We've just got a
second. This is on Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV Plus?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I was hooked within the first episode really quickly. You know, the cast is great. The mystery is the fun part. Your brain is sitting there trying to figure out what's going on. And the way that the story's told where they just drop, in each episode, they drop a little bit more about what you saw in the other episode to make you think, oh, I thought I understood what was going on, but now I see that there was more. So I kind of like that style of storytelling. I love the tagline, if the lies don't kill you, the truth will.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like.
But I also love Rebecca Ferguson, so.
Yeah, I do too.
So what's the grade on this one, Steve?
Oh, it was an A-minus for me.
How about you, Andy?
It was an A for me.
A for you.
Yeah.
It's up there. It's definitely got my attention.
And me, I'm going to have to see it.
Well, there you go.
There you go on Apple Plus.
Oh, two episodes this week. And then additional Fridays for the next
till the end of June.
Streaming news.
All right.
Here we go.
Planning on a weekend on the couch? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Doug and Steve sort through it all so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
Every time I hear that, spending a weekend on the couch, I just picture Steve on the leather couch at his therapist, weeping all through the weekend.
Oh, he doesn't go. He doesn't work on weekends.
Oh, so you have to pay him more?
I would if I went on the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Stephen, what do you have? Well, here first of all, we need the special correspondent notice here. Gustavo.
Wow, you're getting your money's worth on this.
I know. We paid big bucks for this.
The KSL Movie Show. Special correspondent.
Yeah.
Poor Andrew.
That still makes me laugh.
Yeah.
You can't quite decide what
the special means.
Think of me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what have you got for us?
Are you asking me or
you're
asking?
Yeah, you.
Oh. Well, mine is all just stuff. I mean,
stuff.
I've watched the White House Plumbers, and it is hilarious, but it also makes me kind of sad to think that Richard Nixon relied on Edward and George. Did you know that was E. Gordon Liddy, G. Gordon Liddy and E. Howard Hunt?
You know what I couldn't
Edward
believe
and George?
Is that G. Gordon Liddy went on to have a very successful talk show afterwards. And I went, are you kidding me?
By the way, Justin Theroux has his voice nailed to the floor. It really is. It does sound like G. Gordon Liddy. It's insane. I've watched the first two episodes. They're doing two this week, and then they're. I think it's a five-episode total. If it is anywhere close to being accurate, it's a clown show. I was shocked. They have walkie-talkies. They're, like, within a few blocks of each other, and they can't talk to each other because they're so bad. And they get to, like, the psychiatrist place that, you know, Ellsworth's psychiatrist in L.A., and the door is locked. What do we do? I don't know. It is unbelievable. But it's Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
So how long can you hold the palm of your hand over a burning candle?
Well, I know what would happen, so I don't do that. But, yeah, that was his thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I know. Woof. Waka, waka, waka.
So incomplete so far. I mean, if it's as nuts the rest of the way as it starts out, then, yes, I think I might be interested.
And it's on HBO Max?
Yeah, HBO Max.
Just a quick note that Conan O'Brien He's getting his own streaming channel. He's going to debut his own channel that will put all of his spectacularly, I'm quoting from the press release here, funny work on a well-deserved pedestal. And
when, is this rehash of his old shows?
When are we actually going to see this? I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff they're talking about here. But a specific date is not indicated when it will debut. But the new channel is scheduled to premiere on Samsung's fast streaming service.
You know what they should
next
call it?
Month.
Coco Chanel.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. The fact that it's only it's only going on to Samsung televisions, yeah. Not just Samsung televisions. That's the only ones that's going to be able
it's
to get.
It's not like we're talking Netflix and Apple Plus and you know
this
Paramount
isn't exactly
Plus
a hugely or, wide distribution.
This is not broadcasting.
No.
Yeah. What are we? Talking
maybe
about?
Your Samsung phone will get it. I don't know. But so here's what I was wondering: did either of you guys get to watch A Small Light?
I watched the first couple episodes,
and I don't know if you've heard about this, Doug, but it's the story of Meet Gies, the Dutch woman and her husband who helped hide Anne Frank and her family. And so the story of Anne Frank and what takes place as she wrote her famous diary and everything behind in the hiding place, that's been told a lot. But as far as I can tell, I think there's only been one other movie that's touched on what Meet Gies and the people who were on the other side, the public-facing side of the wall,
right.
What they went through and what they risked in order to try to help and hide the Jews that were afraid of the Nazi rise.
And the risk was huge.
Oh, it was.
Oh. You know, have either of you ever been there?
No, but
it's so unique to stand there. And it's not like, you know, sometimes you picture them hiding in between walls and up in attics and so on. This is like a little apartment. But, oh, my goodness, you know, and what they put up with for so very long.
2 years.
And then the responsibility of the people in the front to not blow the cover, not let sound, all kinds of things
come into
play.
And to put themselves at risk.
They couldn't use the restroom at all during the day
because
they couldn't risk any sound coming from the upstairs.
Okay, so far I've only gotten to where they're about to, like, you know, shut everything down. And so far it's kind of felt a little padded to me. No?
Well, it's 8 episodes, so there's going to be some padding, and I guess it'll depend. I haven't seen the whole thing either. I've only seen the first 2 episodes like you. I didn't feel like it was that slow because I felt like because this is more the story of Meet Gies, and she's played by Belle Powley. If you've watched The Morning Show, she's the British-accented girl who that's what I recognized her from. And then
she's
Liev Schreiber.
A crazy movie. Yeah, Liev.
Liev Schreiber plays Otto Frank, the father. And it just, you know, setting the table, you know, not – for those of us who, as we get older, we know that story more and more. We understand the danger of Europe. But you got to think, too, in terms of younger viewers who maybe haven't studied it as closely. So they take the time to set the table of, like, the fear that they're feeling. You know, Meep didn't think that the Germans would invade Holland, and she was completely wrong when they did. And so she didn't consult her husband when she first agreed to help. And that, you know, so it's a lot of dynamics and, you know, her feelings for Otto. I was really intrigued. In fact, I went down a YouTube rabbit hole. Because I started looking for old news clips about this, interviews with Otto Frank, the real Otto Frank, from BBC in the 1970s. Then I watched the 60 Minutes piece from a couple years ago. It's like, who betrayed the Franks? And, like, this really sparked my interest in finding out more about the story. I haven't been to the Anne Frank Museum, but I would love to go there now if I ever go to Amsterdam.
It's humbling. It truly is. So where do we watch this?
This one is on Hulu and Disney Plus.
Okay.
It starts on the National Geographic Channel, then goes to Hulu, Disney Plus.
Anything else we've got for streaming news?
Queen Charlotte.
Yeah, we're just about out of time.
Queen Charlotte is, a sidebar movie.
It's a prequel.
Queen Charlotte, which is, you know, I didn't see the first Bridgerton, so I'm a little confused of what's going on here. But, you know, a young woman marries the King of England, and he's rather go look at the observatory than... And everybody, all the British, you know, the royalty, like, have they consummated the marriage yet? You know, like, wow, you people are in a lot of people's business here.
Well, the Queen was like, I had 7 people in the room on my wedding night.
Oh, remember that, too, you know, when you go over to France, I mean, it was a big, big deal when, you know, the king gets married and all of a sudden, I mean, really, everybody's just kind of standing around going, well, when is this going to happen?
No pressure there.
Can't imagine that type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of interesting, but there's a lot of sexuality in this. It's not as much as I hear is the Bridgerton one. But,
but there's plenty of it.
Yeah, there's enough to.
We want to remind everybody of what we're doing at the Movie Show Club tomorrow. And, you know, we've been pandemic. It was just such a, you know, a buzz killer.
Yeah, we missed
you. For things like that. And we've promised that we're going to get things back up and
see who's
running.
Here. Sassy Cassie.
I know. I was just going to run over and get a big hug in a second. But I'll tell you what, tomorrow our movie show listeners are going to have a chance to see the big movie of the week. And the first step toward becoming a member is, of course, listening to the movie show and being aware that you can join the movie show club by texting the word movie to the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. And this is just one of the first steps back into what we've been trying to build.
But if I want tickets for tomorrow, isn't it Marvel?
Marvel. Text Marvel.
After you're in the club, then you can Marvel your way into the movie tickets. Okay,
and we'll hopefully, now, when you get your tickets, this isn't just an wide open free for all. This is very exclusive for Movie Show Club members.
There'll be a password.
There will be a password, secret handshake, and
Doug is a pain.
No, that's not the pain.
Oh, what is the pain?
The pain is, Stephen said, browbeaten is the word.
You know, I love it when I say something and you just ride it like a circus pony.
Oh, I've never.
Come on.
I've never been known to do that.
In case she missed it, you know, it might have just slid by.
Yeah. Nope. D, if you just tuned
in. Neon lights.
So we'd love to have you as part of the Movie Show Club and, of course, also at the screening tomorrow at the Megaplex Theaters at Jordan Common. And we will. Can you come? Okay, get the special correspondent sounder here.
No, not again.
Here we go. Hit
the KSL Movie
Look,
Show.
He reaches over, turns on his own light.
Special correspondent.
Doesn't even wait for Stone. Yeah, you can come.
I just wanted to know if I can go. It's a free movie.
You can come.
I like free movies.
Because there will be some sweeping up to do afterwards.
Ah, wow. Understood. You know? Understood. Hey, if it's a free movie. Free movies is the only way I got to see movies for a while because of all the kids I have.
Free movies are good.
I think we can go with that.
Very good. All right, we're coming up on 11 o'clock. Hey, we're going to hit this news on time. News department's going to have a heart attack.
Well, let's see.
Show.
You probably think this world is a dream come true, but you're wrong.
On KSL News Radio.
Okay, the movie show today is at NPS. We're seeing a lot of great folks up here, people we know. As a matter of fact, we're going to hijack a former producer of the movie show.
So you know she's credible.
To join. Yeah. Okay, but she actually got a real job finally.
Yeah.
But we'll be talking with her. We're going to keep it a secret, so don't give it away, you know, in just a few minutes.
You're not going to name.
So anyway, but we need to review a movie here, Steve.
Okay.
Okay, so we've talked about Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. We've talked about What Love's Got to Do with It.
Which Andy liked more than I did.
Uh-huh. And should we talk about Love Again?
I thought we did talk
about it. No, just at the beginning. We did really quickly.
Okay.
Okay, Love Again. Here we go.
I owe you.
You know, I'm just wearing my dead boyfriend's shirt and texting his old number.
Rob, wanted to make sure you got one of these.
I have a phone.
You have a personal phone. This is a work phone.
I miss you so much. There's an aching inside of me.
Okay, we did mention this at the very, very beginning. If you were just to say, okay, we want to make a rom-com. We want to use multiple ideas from innumerable other movies.
And we want to do a Celine Dion commercial.
We want to do a Celine Dion commercial, and we're just going to ram it in to the script. And we're going to get two truly beautiful people.
Miss World.
I know, Miss World, when she was 18 years
Pretty
of age.
Sure, that's about as good as you can
I
get.
Know. And for Outlander fans, this is Jamie.
Yeah,
we're talking about Sam Heughan. Sam Heughan. And so we have Veronica, we have Sam, and we have Ceylon, you know.
What are you, making up stuff now?
Yeah, I'm just making it up, you know.
I always get her name. It's Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Priyanka.
She married a Jonas brother. That's what she's famous for a lot of the younger generation.
Nick.
And he has a cameo in this movie.
He does, and it's kind of funny. It's inside baseball all the way, because it's not as funny if you don't know who he is.
That might have been the first time I laughed in that movie, when she goes, slow down, and he goes,
So she's going, oh, we need to slow down the relationship. You know, they're in a you know,
a taxi
or something. And so he just goes into slow motion. That's not what I mean. And then she finally kicks him out. But, okay, here's the deal. She's madly in love, and this is how the movie opens. She is gorgeous. She is in love with this guy named John. And as they are parting, and
you know when it's so loving.
And you just know something's going to happen.
Something's going to go wrong here.
And, you know, in the old movies, it would have been the brakes would squeal. You know, we've seen
The beauty of this is they didn't have to waste any.
Oh, no. No special effects.
It's just
no, nothing.
The look on her face.
Just the look on her face. And then we are introduced to a writer, you know, and you wonder almost how long that storyline, writing for a newspaper, is going to last.
Yeah, but what a cush job.
I know. He's the movie critic.
Music.
No, that's a lousy job. But the music critic, where you actually do have a little bit of a reputation.
And but he seems like he goes weeks without having
I
to
know.
Do anything.
And he's assigned to go to do a story on Ms. Dion and is, you know, and he's just thinking, oh, no.
And he has to pretend like, well, and
he knows,
like her work.
He knows none of the lyrics, and he's trying to kind of bone up on things and just, and you know, a young woman walks by behind him and hears the music, starts singing along, and he realizes he's a little out of touch. But we find out that he's a wounded soul. He is a wounded soul, and he was left basically standing at the altar. So
that guy.
So where, yeah, that guy. I mean, we're talking, okay, ladies, Jamie from Outlander. Are you kidding me?
Well, for those who haven't seen Outlander, who else could you describe him? He's just ruggedly handsome.
He's a Scottish actor.
Would you say he's Adam Driver hot?
Oh, no. This guy's really good looking. And he truly is, unlike Adam Driver, a beautiful man. And my wife just thinks he's terrific. So anyway, but we have these lost soul and a broken soul.
But we need a plot twist.
We need a plot twist. So,
and what could that be?
Well, the new conglomerate that has bought the paper, their overlords, have assigned a cell phone to every employee. And the rumor is that they can listen in and watch what you're doing on it. And you kind of go, okay.
Like,
well, so anyway, you know, we get the phone. All of a sudden, he's getting texts. Why? Because the young woman has been advised by this sweet restaurateur that he still talks with his wife. He has,
yeah, but he doesn't text her on dead cell phone.
He has a little glass of wine after the restaurant closes, sits down and tells his deceased wife
I do want that cheeseburger,
about his day and so on. That isn't where they get the cheeseburger, though.
Oh.
And so anyway, so he goes, well, you know, she goes, well, maybe that's a good idea. So she starts texting on her phone to the old number that John had, all of these things of what she's
deep,
feeling. Deep, thoughtful things. Guess which phone they go to?
Dun, dun,
it goes dun, dun, to the phone that has been issued by the overlords of the new.
Oh, and if that wasn't enough, they actually literally, it's New York City. They bump into each other on a staircase, and then they do the look over like,
yeah.
Ooh, who's that?
Yeah. And then things just lead you here and there and back and forth. And finally, she texts a line that he's clueless about. And one of the young ladies in the office goes, well, that's from an opera. So he decides that he's going to go to the opera because he's got this.
So, oh, not just once.
Oh, it goes over and over and over.
Every day.
And finally,
hoping.
He looks up and coming down the stairs with a beautiful yellow dress is his love,
Priyanka. But Mira is her name.
Mira is her name. But he doesn't. He's gone several times. And how many times have we seen this, Steve? I've got something I need to tell you.
Oh, I know.
And oh, no. So anyway, they get into this. They're falling in love and everything's going together.
All right, you're
and
in
blah,
deep
blah,
now.
Blah. And so anyway, she might find out that he has been getting her texts.
Well, if you've seen any formulaic movie like this in the past, they don't do what they should have done at the very beginning, and it makes it 1,000 times worse.
Worse, yeah.
And now, like, well, I can't put up with that nonsense. And
you
like,
lied to me.
I just wanted to throw things.
But will they get together? Well, that's where.
What?
Dion comes in. I mean, honestly.
Oh, yeah, she's not just a singer. She's a therapist.
I know. He goes in for the big interview. And she just can tell that he's a broken soul. And she is so – and I mean, for anybody who's ever done those kind of interviews where you're on
the – I feel like I'm watching this all over again.
You're on the interview, you know, assembly line. Mm. Oh, they're pretty soon – they're sitting on the floor with their, you know, shoes off, and she's comforting him.
Having cappuccinos.
And he goes, can I ask a big favor of you? And all of a sudden, she's making a phone call to Mira. Mira, by the way, I didn't mention, is an artist and a children's book writer about this little sweet little, you know, caterpillar.
I wonder what's going to happen.
I wonder what's going to happen there. It wouldn't turn into a butterfly, would it? The bottom line is this is the most predictable.
We just saved you
it is the most conjured.
$8.
But here's the weird thing. It was just the frame of mind. I didn't hate the movie.
Well, you can't hate it.
Well, I don't know. I felt a hate vibe from you.
Well, I'm disgusted.
You know, when you're putting your finger to your temple going, poop, poop, poop.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't want to make sure I took care of business there because – I just sat there like, come on, give me something new, something different, other than the dead boyfriend's cell phone. That was just, that's preposterous.
What are you saying, Steve?
Well, it's just not believable on any level.
The thing with, you know, an interviewer and a big high-profile artist, that whole thing was so ridiculous.
Well, then when he writes the article, you know, it's basically... Date me, please. Instead of the article, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm done.
I did enjoy the scene where his British boss is just chewing him out. And I thought, well, this is kind of interesting, you know. But then even that sells out and he writes a little, you know, great work or something like that. Well done. And, you know, but he has to have this hardcore image. And he's saying,
we have ruined this movie for you.
Well, we don't care.
Oh.
This is the movie show.
Well,
we have a lot of license.
Maybe
on this
Sassy Cassie
show.
Might want to see it.
Are you dragging our former producer under the bus with us here?
Maybe.
Every woman is going to hate us next week. But remember, I said that I actually enjoyed it. But what's your grade, Stephen?
C.
C. Oh, I'm probably on your scale at about a C+ or a B-.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're not.
You can
that
see
far
the movie
off.
Poster. I didn't hate it, says Doug Wright.
Yeah.
I didn't lose my lunch more than once.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah. And by the way, Priyanka is absolutely stunning.
She is. And
Sam is a good-looking dude.
She's 40 years old now, and she is drop-dead gorgeous.
And I got to hand it to Nick for pulling off being the biggest jerk ever to date
anyone. He was probably the best actor in the movie, you know.
Oh,
all right, so there you have it. The title of the movie is called Love Again, and you've seen all of this again.
Even the title is
again,
boring.
And again, really. Okay.
It's a love story.
Well, there's
how
some original
love
Celine music
again
in it, right?
Yeah, Celine.
Original Celine
did
music.
I only heard old favorites.
Oh, and then when she's bearing her soul to him, that she too has been broken.
Oh, you know, that kind of surprised me. She's talking about
Renee. That's real stuff. Yeah, that's real stuff. Okay.
Anyway.
Love Again. How big a release is this, Stephen?
Well, fairly wide, I guess.
Fairly wide. Okay. All right.
You know, it's just counter-programming for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, who would release anything, you know,
the
huge?
Boys are going to Guardians. The ladies are going to
Love
Again.
Yeah, that's right. They heard animals in Guardian? I'm going to go over and see this one.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That could be the...
The Movie Show.
It's a fake laugh.
It's real.
On KSL News Radio.
Okay, it is time for the Movie Show Top 10.
Ten, nine.
The KSL Movie Show. Top 10.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It just isn't the top 10 till you hear the bleat. What? You look disappointed because we were not doing more?
No, I missed. I can't keep saying this, but I missed the old.
You missed the old big time announcer thing?
No, the.
The what?
The horse being
the
put down.
Okay. That's disrespectful, Steve.
Sorry.
To the enormous talent that I employed to bring that to joyous fans for so many years.
I'm sure that does feel painful.
Painful in every regard. Okay, this is sponsored, by the way. Believe it or not, somebody actually sponsors this segment.
Oh, yeah?
And it's my friend Scott Call at Call Climate Services. I mean, even finally you saw the light.
Oh, man, did they save my bacon.
Yep. All right, number 10 is it Sisu?
Sisu, yes. This is the Finnish word meaning never give up.
Never.
This is John Wick times 10.
Yeah. So it might have a little violence? Is that what you're saying?
There's going to be some slap fighting going
on. Okay. All right. Then we have Guy Ritchie's The Covenant.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Out 2 weeks. Made, what, about $13
million? Yeah, that's unfortunate because this is a good movie.
Okay. And what is this thing? Is it Puninyanya Selvan Part 2?
Well, you know, make fun, but this is about the Raja Raja.
The Raja Raja.
One of the greatest rulers of the Chola Empire in southern India.
Really?
And part one was probably a little better, but part two...
Are we going to have a part three?
How big
a deal was his reign?
Well, he reigned from the 9th to the 13th century, so... Well, no, he didn't, but...
I was going to say, that's quite a deal.
They had some really good
food back
then. He
was really quite a stud. Yeah, okay. All right, that's good. Made what, about $4 million? What'd you say?
Nothing. And, of course, this is a short film from India. It's only 2 hours and 44 minutes.
Oh, so they're really becoming more conservative and
cutting
back.
And this is cut in half. I mean, they actually made two parts here. So
then we have Air. I liked Air.
Talk about going from one to Air.
Yeah, me being Utah's Mr. Sports, you know.
Yeah, did you recognize everyone that was
in
it?
I did.
Sure you did.
Sure I did. Give me a quiz, and I'll call all my sports friends, and I'll answer every single thing correct.
Yeah.
All right,
that'd take about 2 seconds.
I wish this was doing better. It's a better movie.
Well, I mean, 48 domestic, 32. It's at $80 million.
Yeah, but in today's thing, if you don't hit $1 million within a couple of weeks, at $100 million, it just, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. I like that movie. I really did.
Me too. And you don't have to know a diddle squat about Dungeons and Dragons.
And I like that. That's the sign of a good movie maker, you know, who can make a movie that obviously has all kinds of expectations and sometimes even sequels and so on, and still not leave the unenlightened out.
And make the fans happy, too.
That's right. John Wick Chapter 4, little blood in this movie, too.
A little bit of violence.
Yeah. $8 million domestically?
$226 million foreign. It just went over $400 million.
And Star Wars episode.
Have you heard of this one?
No. Yeah, I've heard of Star Wars somewhere. Yeah, some guy named Lucas... Some phenomenon back in 1977, you know?
Yeah, well, this was the 83. This was the third one.
Yeah.
So
they're just re-releasing it for kicks. Return of the Jedi.
But it's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
Silly little dance thing at the end.
Yeah. I do love how that the 40th anniversary of it, if you'll recall when it originally came out and the river was running down State Street right next to the big theater with Return of the Jedi on
the center.
It happens again.
I was crossing that river.
I crossed that bridge, that very bridge, to see that movie there.
Yeah. KSL was on the other side. We were on the east side. And if we wanted to go into downtown Salt Lake City, you had to cross the State Street Bridge. Are You There, God?
I remember it was really springy, too.
It was springy.
That thick. Are we going in here?
I know, it was crazy.
And the idiots fishing on the side.
Oh, yeah, and boulders are rolling down, you know, bigger than bowling balls. All right, Are You There, God?
Those were the days.
It's me, Margaret. Sweet,
love,
charming,
love,
little
love
movie.
This
isn't just... for the women in the family, this is something guys really need to see, and it should have made more money, about $7 million.
Yeah, it's at 8 now. Yeah. No, there's no foreign box offices yet.
Okay. Ooh, Evil Dead Rise. That's made about $45 million.
This thing is so creepy looking. I could not go see this, even after it is second on the list.
Okay.
It's made $91 million in what, 2 weeks?
And Super Mario Brothers is the number one movie out there, and I guess I'm a heretic on this one. I did not like this movie, but man, everybody else in the known world did. It's made over $490 million. What are the international numbers?
549. It's now at $1.045 billion.
What the heck do I know is the bottom line on that. That's what I learned from Super Mario Brothers. I don't have a clue.
This movie obviously was not made for us.
For us.
If you haven't played the game or, I don't know, now, if Andy, you like actually a movie with a plot.
This really has to be quick
because
I'm already keeping the news department on tenterhooks here. Did you like it?
Super Mario?
Yeah.
Not that much.
All right. Hey, I knew I liked this guy. Steven?
Sir.
It is time for telephone. Torture.
Can't wait to see what kind of train wreck.
The KSL Movie Show. telephone torture.
Well, you know, you were mocking me for making this too hard. And for any movie lover, I have never asked anything that a true movie lover would not get at least 3 or 4 out of the 5 offers.
Half of them were from the 50s and 30s and 40s.
Yeah?
So that
and?
Well, that makes it a little tough.
No, it doesn't, if you're a true movie fan.
If you're thinking black and white.
Okay, we have fabulous prizes worth up to...
dollars.
You said it.
I figured.
What's the matter? Is this an act of charity from you today?
Maybe.
You're actually becoming a team player, finally.
Nah, that can't
after
be true.
20, what, 3 years? Or
6.
26.
We're in our 27th year.
We passed a quarter of a century putting
way
up with
back.
You. Oh, my goodness.
That's why you're so pretty.
Oh, listen to this. If he calls me a beautiful man, Andy, you can kill him.
Put that on me, huh?
Well, somebody's got to do it.
I don't
it.
Have any judgment on
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. So, should we mention what the prizes are?
Sure.
Okay.
I hope they get it the first one.
Megaplex Theaters is providing the fabulous prize worth up to dollars here. 2 tickets to the Megaplex Theaters, 2 drinks, and a tub of popcorn. Mm. It could be yours if you can answer. And since it was so successful last week, we have reprised the role.
What do
of
you do? What's great, your favorite color?
Great female actresses and the lines. So you don't have to name who the actress is.
You recycled.
You have to. Well, we had somebody left over because we had a wiener. But, you know, he talked us into playing it twice.
Well, yeah, that's right. So and that was Dawn. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, so no more. One shot and you're done. It's over. Okay, so let's find out who our first victim is, and you need to name the movie that this line comes from. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hi, this is Mike.
Mike, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, you are great. And Mike, all right. Now, this one might be a little bit of a toughie. Just might be. Are you ready to tackle it?
Yes.
Okay.
Do it.
All right, play the soundbite for Mike.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Okay. Mike, this is from a very well-known movie. One of the greatest actresses of all time. And what movie is it from?
I think I know the actress.
Got 2 seconds. Mike, you're done. It's over for you.
That was not an easy one.
No, it was not an easy one. That was, you think you know the actress? Who was it?
Betty Davis.
Betty Davis. This is in one of her premier roles. It wasn't Dark Victory. It wasn't some of the...
It was this Oscar-winning one.
This one was an Oscar-winning performance, and it was from All About Eve.
Oh, darn.
There you go. But, hey, kudos for getting Betty Davis, but you're still a loser, and let's confirm that here, Gustavo. Here we go.
And Doug is back.
Loser.
Yeah. Well, one more time. Mike deserves 2.
Big freaking loser.
A big freaking loser.
Ouch.
Okay. Let's go back to the phone line and find out who is with us. Hi, who's this?
This is Howard.
Howard, how are you?
I'm hopefully a wiener.
We'll see. I have a feeling you're a big wiener, but
my mom says I'm a wiener.
And I'll bet you everybody in the neighborhood does too. So,
absolutely.
All right. Yeah, exactly. So, are you ready to win fabulous prizes worth up? Okay, I'm going to let Gustavo. I'm going to let Gustavo just pick one here. So, Gustavo, play
Make
us
it easy,
a sound.
Gustavo.
Yeah. Okay, Gustavo, go for it.
You was kind. You was smart. You is important.
Okay, too easy.
Ooh, too easy. All right, name that movie.
Well, not too easy. The Help.
The Help. You're right.
Viola Davis was the one who gave it.
And you is kind, you is smart, and you is important because you listen
and
to the movie
And I is
show.
A wiener.
You is a wiener. There's no doubt about it. All right, let's confirm that. He is a wiener here on the movie show, and you have won fabulous prizes worth up to...
Dollars.
All right. Now, what movie are you going to go see with your free tickets to Megaplex Theaters?
I'm going to see exactly the movie my wife wants to see.
Which you are
I don't know what it is. Who's a good boy?
You are a wise person. You know what you could do? You could squirrel all this away and give it to her for Mother's Day.
Ooh, go. That's a great idea.
I know. I'm going to take you to a movie. I'm actually going to pony up and buy you a drink, and I'm going to have one too, and we're going to share a big tub of popcorn because I love you so much, dear. Huh? Huh?
You're my hero.
Ah. Frankly, writes itself.
Yeah,
well,
it does.
You and Steve.
Yeah, well,
thanks for the
Oh,
bomb.
Well, that degraded the whole thing. Okay.
And you're a beautiful man, too, Doug. A beautiful man.
But am I as beautiful as Adam Driver?
Not as beautiful as my wife, that's for sure. But
wow, what did you do wrong?
Extra points coming in.
He is sucking up big time.
Now, there's one little chore you have
I'll
to...
I'll be here all week.
Yeah, well, that's what we're afraid of. Now, there... Okay, there is one little chore that you have to do so all the losers will feel, well, the one loser today will feel better about himself. What do we do?
Well, we play some by the guy who sang One More for My Baby, One More for the Road. Oh, Blue Eyes, Chairman of the Board, Frank Sinatra.
This is discology.
Wow. Yes to the loser. You know, these big wieners are getting bright. Huh?
Yeah, you only had one loser today.
I know. Almost. I'm going to fix that next week. Next week is going to be brutal on telephone torture.
Who am I thinking about?
Sponsored. That's right. Sponsored.
No!
Your favorite movie made in Eureka. Okay, so sponsored by the Megaplex Theaters.
Yes.
Okay.
Movie reviews and Hollywood news. The KSL Movie Show.
We've got to quickly talk about wildlife. I watched this last night. It was a National Geographic documentary.
Yeah.
And, wow, this really is amazing. It shows what good-intended people who do have some means can really do. And the bottom line is the people that started North Face, and then also Esprit, and then also eventually Patagonia, mm-hmm. they all knew each other. Yeah. And it was a synergistic thing that happened. And
they were all hippie mountain climbers.
But they got together and you know, they just fell in love with Chile and also Argentina, but primarily Chile. And they thought, well, let's start buying ground and we'll try to have natural farms and different things like that. We're so concerned about the condition of the earth. And so they did, and pretty soon it evolved into an idea of let's keep acquiring. Let's buy adjacent lands, and perhaps eventually this could be a national park. And I thought it was interesting at the very end because one of the individuals who was a prime mover in this has an unfortunate end in a kayak accident. But his wife and his partner talked about perhaps in the future at some time, national parks will be the petri dish for mankind. Because we took the time to care for it, love it, preserve it, and keep things natural. The bottom line is Chile was having some heart attacks over it at first. They came together, and pretty soon these huge tracts of land now in multiple countries have been set aside. And I thought it was very touching, very moving, and really inspirational.
Oh, the legacy that the wife left for her husband, yep. Doug, was just absolutely impressive.
Doug Tompkins, wasn't it?
Tompkins, yeah. And her name was Chris. I mean, that whole thing was just, I was so blown away. It was the most land ever given in history.
In mankind's history, the biggest donation of land.
And we're talking ever. Like millions, like almost 15 million acres that they were able to buy and put into these national parks. It's a phenomenal movie. Unfortunately, it's only playing at the Broadway.
Yeah, but it's very, very much worth seeing.
Oh, absolutely.
It truly is.
Yeah.
I mentioned there'd be a special announcement today. This is something that I've been working on for some time. I think I told you around the holidays, Steve, and I also had the conversation with KSL. And I had signed two contracts after I semi-retired, and KSL has just been terrific. I signed a 2-year contract. They asked me to sign a 3-year contract, which I did. So it's 5 years past my initial semi-retirement. And I had lunch with our program director, Kevin LaRue, who has just been terrific. Everybody at KSL has just made working there a joy for me. But, you know, there comes a time when it is time. And I've always said, Dee and I met at KSL. and we've grown up together in broadcasting. And we really decided that we didn't want to overstay a welcome. And there is a time in everybody's career where you kind of go, this is probably the time. And I had that conversation with Kevin LaRue at lunch just right after the holidays. And I said, I'm thinking that at the end of this contract and hopefully on my 45th anniversary with KSL, which is June 1st, that I think I'll hang it up. And we just had a great conversation. He couldn't have been kinder. And I was asked, could we stay till the mid-year, till July 1? And, of course, you know, I said yes. So that will be the end of my time on the KSL airwaves in the traditional way with the old radio show that I did for so many years. And, of course, the movie show, which has been on the air since 1985. We've also, and I think our special correspondent's microphone is live here, Steve is going to be staying on board. Andy, you've worked behind the scenes on the movie show for a long, long time. I know what a geek and a movie lover you are and what a great friend you are. And I feel really comfortable and good about having you host the movie show. And Steve will be our stalwart critic on the movie show. You do critiques in your own right. And so I just wanted to thank you for being willing to take up the reins and the infamous reputation that goes along with the movie show. So, but the most important thing, you know, of course, to KSL, it's just been a joy. And I'm still going to be around I'm going to plague everybody for another 6 weeks or so. But it's been a joy. And I have loved my time at KSL, and there is a time, and it's nice to be able to choose your time. A lot of people in our business don't have that chance, but I have. But, boy, it's the listeners. Boy, you know, the day you forget it's all about the listeners is the day things crumble. You know, the wonderful people that have come in here today and have said hi, the people who have tolerated my old radio show, the movie show, the TV show that I've done, the time that I did the morning news on Channel 5, to the listeners, to the viewers, I just can't thank you enough. You have done so much for me and for my family. We've loved it. So, anyway, I'm going to be hanging around. I'll continue to be a plague for the next 6 weeks or so. And then, Andy and Steve, you have the awesome responsibility. Well, it's not that awesome.
I feel like I will break you.
The movie show.
If he
Andy,
dies, he dies.
Andy, congratulations.
That's what you're going to say to me.
Thank you, Doug. Big handshake. Steve, what a great friend.
Oh, brother.
Over a quarter of a century, we've done this together. What's wrong with us? And more importantly, what's wrong with KSL?
They get it, I think.
We're KSL's bad boy. Hey, I do this all the time, the news department. They're not going to be sorry to see me go.
Not right now.
It's 2:02 here. Oh, and a big thanks to Dee. Oh, my goodness. I've always said this. The best thing that happened to me at KSL was meeting Dee. She's great.